This is Safe for Trap. I'm your host, Sean Stewart. On this September 18th, 2025, we have a wonderful show for you, as always. So, I am going to give you the best solution for your week 3 NFL Survivor Pool and for week 4 as well. So, sorry for the little delay, because what happened was I forgot to print out the Survivor Pool grid sheets for college football, if anybody has any questions about that as well. So, we are good to go. So, if you are listening to this program, I want you to make sure you hit that like button if you are on YouTube. So, not only hit that like button, but also subscribe for our future and upcoming videos. So, later this week, I will do a Survivor show on Bull Rush. I'll tell you more information about that, on how to do that. And don't forget to sign our weekly newsletter so you can get the updates of what's going on around with 586 Sports, including previous episodes of certain podcast shows, all right? Okay, and I also want to say, I want to apologize for what happened last week, because I didn't expect last week to be like that, because originally I was supposed to put the clip on Talk Studio, but apparently they said it was too large. So there are no guests this week, so we are good to go. So the show will only be on X and YouTube, but also on audio as well. All right. So I want to do a recap of my Survivor Pool grid sheet. And also, before I want to get into that, we're actually offering a 7-day trial for the NFL Survivor Pool and college football Survivor Pool. You can find that on Patreon. So if you're on YouTube, you can actually click that link. It's a 7-day trial as well. All right. So let us begin with the NFL with the week 3. So let's do the recap of week 2. So there was a couple picks I got right. So I did say Washington beat the Giants, which they did. Baltimore, I did pick Baltimore to beat Cleveland, which was an 88% chance, which they did. Cincinnati beat Jacksonville, that was a W. Pittsburgh, that was the one I got wrong, because according to Splash Sports, it was a 60% win probability. That was a home game, by the way. I thought that Buffalo and the Jets was going to be a trap game. Buffalo won that game. That game was a blowout because Splash Sports gave them a 71% chance. Houston beat Tampa Bay, as the Texans were like a 59.30 win percentages. Then if you look in the NFC, Detroit did beat Chicago, as Detroit was like a 72% win percentage. Dallas beat the Giants. That game headed in overtime, which they did. It was a 69.20 chance. They did. Then Arizona beat Carolina. The Rams beat the Tennessee Titans. Now, I kid you not. Now, on the Survivor Pool grid sheet, because I will definitely show that, I said in the Survivor Pool sheet that Minnesota and Atlanta, that was a trap game. So you can actually look into that, by the way. I don't know if you guys can actually see that. So people think I'm lying, okay? So you will actually see it. So I'm not faking the funk, okay? So I did. Yeah. So in that game, I did not expect that game to be that bad. So on a Sunday Night Football. So now we are heading into week 3 of the NFL Survivor Pool. So if you have any questions about the Survivor Pool, feel free to ask, okay? So, that's another thing I forgot. So, according to Splash Sports, let me pull this up. Okay, it's loading up. So here's the recap of week 2 of Survivor picks on Splash Sports. So according to Splash Sports, 282,529 picked the Baltimore Ravens. 185,804 picked the Cardinals. I was one of them. 169,675,000 picked the Dallas Cowboys. I was one of them. I picked that one of my survivor pools because I like to separate it. 92,471 people picked the LA Rams. And then 80,368 people picked the Detroit Lions to beat the Chicago Bears. So that was the teams that won. Now the teams that are eliminated, there were 26,148 people picked the Pittsburgh Steelers. 23,029 picked the Vikings. 6,591 picked the Miami Dolphins. 3,290 people picked the Houston Texans. And then 2,959, almost 3,000, picked the Denver Broncos to beat the Indianapolis Colts. Now, that game was very close because that game was 50-50. Okay. So now we can head into week three. Okay, so I did read a stat according to ESPN. So as we are heading into week three, so for the first time in the Super Bowl era since 1966, there have been no favorites of at least 4 points fall in the first 2 weeks, 12-0, compared that to last year, where nearly 60% of entrants were knocked out in the first 2 weeks, with 7 point favorites going 0-3. Outright. That is from ESPN. So now we are into week three, and I'll also give you the update for the college football for week four because there are some potential upsets. We'll get to that later. Okay, so let's look at the Seattle Seahawks. Now the Seahawks are listed at 5.5 against the Carolina Panthers. By the way, the Seattle Seahawks are playing the New Orleans Saints. Excuse me, thinking something else. So, if you pick the Seattle Seahawks, you are going to give away week 17 at Carolina, okay? Seahawks are favored by 5.5, by the way, okay? Now, if you pick Buffalo to beat the Miami Dolphins, because the Miami Dolphins have a lot of future value. So, week four, they're going to be playing New Orleans as Buffalo's favored by 14.5 in that game. Week five against the Patriots, Buffalo's 9.5 favorite. Week nine at Carolina, Buffalo is favored by 11 points. And then week 18, last week, they play the Jets. Buffalo is favored by 12. So, right now, the Miami Dolphins are 0-2. And I think I did see something on Splash Sports about the Buffalo Bills. I think I saw a stat about how many people are picking the Buffalo Bills. Now, if you are new to Survivor Pool, I would recommend you picking the low-tier value teams, because what happens is when people pick, like, the elite teams, they tend to burn out real fast, which I don't want you guys doing that. Thanks. I thought I saw something on Splash Sports when it comes to picking the Buffalo Bills tonight. Let me give this a quick look. Because I did read a stat about that. I think it's 25%. I want to say 25%. Yep, I am right. So, according to Splash Sports, 25% of NFL Survivor players picked the Buffalo Bills to win week three. So, yeah. So, once again, so if you see like a team that is like the higher percentage of people picking that team, I recommend you not picking that team, because just because everybody's picking that doesn't mean it's going to be a guaranteed win. You could be also in that pool where a lot of people be eliminated. So I don't want you to do that. So, once again, so if you're picking the Buffalo Bills against the Miami Dolphins, you're giving away week four versus the Saints, week five versus the Patriots, week nine at Carolina, and then last game versus the Jets. So just letting you guys know that if you are picking the Buffalo Bills. Now, here's the team that I really like this week in Survivor Pool this week. I actually like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over the New York Jets. And not to mention, that game is a home game. Now, if you pick Tampa Bay, okay, you could, if you don't want to choose Tampa Bay over the Jets, you can also look at week 14 versus the Saints and then week 18 versus the Panthers. Now, my recommendation is I would pick that team right now because that schedule is going to be a lot trickier for the Buccaneers for the next couple of months. So when they hit December, the road games are going to be potentially playable with trips to Carolina and Miami. And if you have multiple options for Tampa late in the season, that will allow you to elevate whether you should save them for week 18 on an almost week-to-week basis. So also got to look at how banged up the Bucs' offensive line is. So waiting on some better help is potentially prudent. Now, if you choose the Atlanta Falcons over Carolina, you're going to give up week 11 versus the Panthers, and then the last week they play the Saints. Both of them are home games. So the Falcons are not a top 18 team above, but the reason they made that list is due to how poorly the Panthers have played so far this season. And news of two starting Carolina offensive linemen have suffered injuries, keeping them out of this game. All right? Now, Falcons are worthy of using instead of teams above. They're definitely worthy of using them when they play the Panthers at home. You have to look at the board. That week shows some difficult matchups elsewhere, with a Thursday night football matchup of Jets-Patriots having potentially the next largest point spread. Interesting stuff. Also, I'm trying to see what else. I'm trying to see. That's all the teams to speak of. Then I also like Green Bay over the Cleveland Browns. As a matter of fact, I do have that schedule. Yep, I do have the schedule. So when you look at Green Bay's schedule, because they're playing Cleveland, they're going to at Cleveland. So they got at Cleveland week 3. Then they got Cincinnati a home game, because week 5 they have a bye. Then you could look at Carolina in week 9. Then they also got the Giants in week 11 at New Jersey. And then after that, the schedule's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. Then I look at Dallas, because I did say I did pick the Dallas Cowboys to beat the New York Giants. The schedules kind of get a little bit tougher because I'm really iffy on this Cowboys defense, because the Cowboys defense is not really, how should I say it? I don't want to say they're terrible, but they're bad, okay? Because the Cowboys won't get their bye week until week 10. So you could also use them in the last week in week 18, depends on what the situation is, and depend on what your survivor pool look like. So you could also, so you also need to pay attention to Dallas. Then there's some other instances. You could also use the Kansas City Chiefs, as they're playing against the New York Giants on Sunday Night Football. As you know, that is a tough AFC West. So looking at Kansas City's schedule, they got at Jacksonville in week 5. That's a road game. Then they got the Raiders in week 7. They should not have a problem with that. But I got to see how their defense is for the Kansas City Chiefs. Then they play the Colts in week 12. That's a home game. Then they got Tennessee at Tennessee in week 16. Then they got at the Raiders in week 18. So there's not a lot of games that you could choose outside of the Sunday Night Football game. So, like I said, it depends on what your survivor pool looks like, because not everybody's survivor pool is the same thing. I think that's about it with the NFL. I think that's about it for the NFL. All right. So we got college football. We got college football. All right. We got college football. So matter of fact, let me pull up I just downloaded it because I didn't want it to be like, oh my God, forgot to download it. So I'm looking at Arkansas. They're a 7.5 favorite at Memphis, okay? So Arkansas have a quarterback by the name of Kalen Green, okay? And that Razorbacks offense. So he is in year two in the Bobby Petrino system as the head coach, by the way. Now, his dynamic physical gifts are shining through 3 weeks, and this does not mean this dangerous spot for Arkansas can be overlooked. Now, Memphis Tigers has looked really good in all three of his games, and they are capable on both sides of the ball. So, you got to give credit to the solid verbal of the terminology. Solid verbal for the app terminology for Arkansas as they are coming off a heartbreaking defeat to Ole Miss before they host Notre Dame next week in Fayetteville. So this should be, so if you have Arkansas, please be very careful of using them in your Survivor Pool on Splash 4. Then you also looking at Maryland at Wisconsin, as Wisconsin is favored by 10.5, by the way. Now with Wisconsin, they do lack offensive explosiveness, and the defense was overwhelmed consistently against Alabama. Let's not be surprised. Alabama did beat the brakes out of Wisconsin. So there's no shame in that. But on the offense, they were 4 against Miami, Ohio, as only scored 17 points. The performance against Middle Tennessee was uninspiring. We know the Terrapins is not great, but they do have a promising freshman quarterback that can catch fire and score enough points top the Badgers. So this is not a quote better not lose game for both embattled head coaches. Then you can also look at Auburn at Oklahoma, as the Sooners are a 7.5 favorite. That is a intriguing game. That game is 3:30 p.m. Eastern time, by the way. That's on ABC. So 3-0. Okay. Auburn Tigers, the Norman play the 11th ranked Oklahoma Sooners. So it falls Auburn quarterback Jackson Arnold, as the former blue chip recruit was previously the quarterback for Oklahoma. So he returns to Oklahoma as the leader of a dominant rushing attack with a lot of momentum. So Tigers have a lot of athleticism and very careful of pulling off this upset. Even if Oklahoma special teams issues continue, you don't want that if you're the Sooner. Then you're also looking at South Carolina at Missouri, as Missouri is a 10.5 favorite, as South Carolina lost quarterback Lenora Sellers, and then they got truly outplayed by Vanderbilt last Saturday night in Columbia. So he is uncertain for the game against Missouri, and that has gone to like a toss-up contest to a game in which more than 10 points favor Missouri. So Missouri are playing very well. They have not played a team with the same kind of athletes they have on the line of scrimmage. Kansas scored 31 points on Missouri. Now, if Sellers plays and is unleashed as a runner, South Carolina has the talent to make that interesting game. Then you also have Florida at Miami, as the Hurricanes are a 7.5 favorite. And I told somebody about this. This game looked like a blowout. Okay. Now, we know Florida is terrible on offense for the past 2 weeks. We know that. You lost to South Florida and turning it over 5 times against LSU. And Billy Napier, job is on the line. He has emphasized and reached a fever pitch. So, this is a rivalry game because it's been a while since I've seen Florida and Miami, because usually we see Florida State and Miami as the bigger rivalry. Then you also have BYU sitting at 6.5 against East Carolina Pirates at 7:30 this Saturday. Now, BYU is 2-0 with easy wins over Portland State and Stanford. And now they're going to be traveling for the first time, as freshman quarterback Bear Hockenberg will be on the road. Now, East Carolina crowd should be pretty fired up to get a Big 12 squad on the home field. That comes after East Carolina blew out Coastal Carolina 38-0. And they played North Carolina State very tough in the season opener in Raleigh. So that, be very careful. Keep your eyes open. Then you also have Wyoming at Colorado, as the Buffaloes are sitting at 13.5. Now, We know Wyoming is not that good, okay? They did lose 31-6 to Utah last week and were not very good in the opening week victory against Akron. Colorado does not appear worthy of being a heavy favorite against anyone. Colorado is 1-2 with losses to Georgia Tech and Houston, by the way. Despite the Yellow Jackets having 3 first quarter turnovers and an ugly loss at Houston last week, the Buffaloes does not have any answers at quarterback. That could be a very, very not too good against Wyoming. Now, in the Big Ten, my Michigan Wolverines will face Nebraska. Both of them are within the Big Ten and potentially in the college football playoff race down the line. Now, Michigan is trying to avoid a second loss this season. Huskers are facing the first true Big Ten test in head coach Matt Rule's third year. They're looking to crack the top 25 and prove they belong the conference elite, a status that has eluded them for years. Now, it's an interesting stat I saw. Now, since Bo Pelini's departure after 2014, Nebraska has finished below 500 in 8 of the last 10 years, posted a 3-5 Big Ten record or worse in 9 of those seasons. That is include back-to-back 3-6 campaigns under Matt Rule. Now, here's one I'm very interested in. That is Illinois and Indiana. So these two teams have been facing each other in the 75-year history of this rivalry. Now, Illinois is 9th ranked, Indiana is 19th. They're playing a meaningful matchup in quite a reflection of the job DeLima and Cignetti have done at the long stretch program. Now, last year, Cignetti did lead the Hoosiers to the best season ever, going 11-2 and made it to the college football playoff, which I would have never expected that, especially with the schedule they had. Now, they haven't won 9-plus games in a season since 1967 and finished a season ranked just once since 1989. Now, Belima has led Illinois to 8-plus win seasons during the last 3 seasons, including the program's 5th-10th win season last year. And I actually had that game as a trap for both of those games. I would not recommend you picking that game. And I also recommend you not picking the Michigan-Nebraska game because that is potential trap. I would not pick that game as well. All right. So that is kind of it, by the way. So it is 6:58 Eastern Standard Time. So you can actually follow me on social media. It is 586 Sports S. That is 2 S's, by the way. I will be back next week at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on 586 Sports. And I will be asking your questions on Saturday and Sunday for your NFL and college football survivor pool. And also, you can go to my Linktree account on Patreon to get a 7-day free trial of my NFL and college football survivor pool picks. Those are separate picks, by the way. So those are 7-day trials, okay? So you guys have a nice and wonderful week. You guys